You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. You can make as many plans as you want in your life, but if God has got a purpose for you, his plans will prevail one way or another. Jonah is a great example, isn't he? God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh to give them a message. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'll go an opposite way. He realizes after his little adventure, that didn't work. And then when God asked him a second time, he goes to Nineveh, gives the message, those people believe and repent. God's plans will prevail. They always will. The devil's attacking his plans. The devil has always been against the demons have been against his plans. But, you know, Jesus came down. He died on the cross. He conquered death. We see God's plans playing out. They will prevail until the end. We cannot forget that. But we also have to remember that we are, as Christians, part of God's plan. When we come to know Jesus, when we give our lives over to Jesus, when we say, Lord, use me how you want, then we give our lives to allowing God to use us in that way. And when we make plans that could be contrary to that, maybe many years down the line, we forget that promise that we made, then God's plans will still prevail. We can make plans for God and then God's like, no, those aren't the plans that I want you to do. We can make plans that are against God's will, and God says, again, we need to seek God's calling on our lives. We need to understand that, align ourselves with him. His path is straight, it's direct, and we need to stay on that path. It doesn't mean that life is boring. It doesn't mean that we can't do what we want. God wants us to enjoy our lives as well, but he also has a purpose for us in furthering his kingdom, for other people to come to know him, for as many people to be in heaven with him. That's what God wants. It breaks his heart when so many people die without knowing him, never going to be with him in heaven, because they don't want to do that. But God's plans are for the salvation of every person on earth. That's why Jesus came down, accomplished part of that plan, part of his mission, to die and to be resurrected and to ascend into heaven. So we now have that story fulfilled in the Bible. So God's plans will always prevail. We can make many plans, but let's make the plan that aligns with God's. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your plan is great for the salvation of humankind. May we align our plans with yours. Amen.